Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
CBN News is reporting on U.S. Signals of willingness, of course, to work with Egypt. We've been talking about that. But first, take a look at this from CBN News, and we'll be right back.
Relations between the United States and Egypt are back on course. Before heading to Iraq, Secretary of State John Kerry spent the weekend working with Egypt's new leaders in Cairo. Gary Lane is in Egypt and has the story.
It was the highest-level meeting since President al-Sisi's election and inauguration last month. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Egypt's new president and foreign minister and pledged to restore $1,650 million in U.S. military aid. The aid was withheld after the Egyptian army ousted Mohamed Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood from power last summer. Kerry expressed confidence the Egyptian president will implement democratic reforms.
He gave me a very strong sense of his commitment to make certain that the process he has put in place, a reevaluation of human rights legislation, a reevaluation of the judicial process, and other choices that are available are very much on his mind. And that he's only been in office for 10 days.
Kerry's visit comes at a good time. Egypt is more stable now in the post-Morsi, post-Brotherhood era. They have a new constitution, and still to come are the parliamentary elections. With thousands of Muslim Brotherhood members in jail and the group outlawed, organized attacks against Christians have lessened. And just this past weekend, an Egyptian court sentenced 180 Muslim Brotherhood members to death for killing a policeman and a civilian during an attack on police headquarters last August. 500 other Brotherhood members were acquitted. Also of concern to the United States, Egypt's imprisonment of three Al Jazeera journalists. The United States is still pressing for leniency and the inclusion of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt's future. But despite issues of disagreement, Kerry took the first step to bring the relationship back on track.
Obviously, this is a critical moment of transition in Egypt with enormous challenges. The United States is very interested in working closely with President al-Sisi and his cabinet and Egypt in order to help make this transition as rapidly and smoothly as possible.
Gary Lane, CBN News, Cairo.
I'm thankful that America's back in connection with the leaders. This is a good thing. You want to get a biblical perspective here because of the reason why the current leadership, President al-Sisi, is president is because the people of Egypt said, we will not have tyrannical leadership over us. We want a democracy, and we're not okay with Christians being persecuted. And when he got into office, the Muslim Brotherhood, who we empower, we have to understand how these dots connected. I know we... You know, we're, in America, we're guilty of having a short-term memory, and you know we have a short RAM, if you would, in our minds. It's like we can't connect the dots. We got to connect the dots. The first international speech given by our president was given in Cairo, and now here we are in Cairo coming back. We're apologizing in a quiet way for what we did in Cairo back in 2008. I believe it was 2008 that we actually painted a narrative. And we invited, reports are, the Muslim Brotherhood, eight members, I believe, of the Muslim Brotherhood, as our president spoke about this outlaw group, this group that's been outlawed in Egypt. Our president, who was the president at that time? Prior to Morsi.
Mubarak
was president, and he didn't even show up. Mubarak did not even show up. Now you know why, because the Muslim Brotherhood was being brought into a place of power, which he actually, they were outlawed. They were outlawed in Egypt. So long story short, okay, we did that. It happened. The narrative was bought into, and somehow a vote was taken, and you know, you don't know. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, Morsi, one of the leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood, is a president. And immediately Christians started getting persecuted, treaties with Israel's cut off. I mean, they are the southern border of Israel. And everything that we wouldn't want to happen began to happen. And it used to be America wouldn't want that to happen.
That's right.
And we were actually cutting the Morsi government checks while they were doing this, while they were crucifying, reports are crucifying, beheading putting in servitude Christians, burning churches, blowing churches, that we were actually funding them. Our government, our current leadership of government, President Barack Obama's government, was funding them. Mm-hmm. And so the people said, we don't want the Muslim Brotherhood over us. They were marching the streets. You had Christians and Muslims walking together on Pennsylvania Avenue, reports are, mm-hmm. asking the president, why did you do this to our nation? Will you undo this? At the same time, we have Congressman Michelle Bachmann and others saying that we have allowed the Muslim Brotherhood to come into our government and to purge any reference to radical Islam as a potential enemy, which would include the Muslim Brotherhood, in any of our FBI records or our CIA records. Not only that, but Secretary of State, and let me just give you a little insight here of roles for radicals. You got to hear organizers of the night versus organizers of the day. But the assistant who wasn't even vetted, reports are, according to Michelle Bachmann, Congressman Michelle Bachmann, of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, her name was
Uma Bedini.
Yeah, she was not, Uma was not vetted. She is the daughter of, reports are, of the mother and father were leaders, yeah. Big time leaders, big time. In the Muslim Brotherhood. So just to want to know your future. It was just reported this morning by I believe it was CBN News that said that a presidency of President Hillary Clinton would be like the third and the fourth year of President Barack Obama. They would be identical. It's about 4 years. And of course, you know, I would say that only because they're brothers and sisters. They both were mentored by Saul Alinsky. Mm-hmm. Their concepts of how to organize things and is that way. And by the way, we got news for you. The paper has been released and we will have it available for you on the VFN Torch. The sealed thesis that was written by former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And it's just amazing that it's right in line. Exactly what God was revealing to me prophetically. Mm-hmm. I'm reading the paper going, oh my God, it's the same stuff. Right. And so when we were saying and what I was saying and you know, organizers, and you got to hear this. You can go to VFN Torch, go to the drop down menu there, and you'll see series, and one of them is organizers of the night versus organizer of the day. That I said that President Barack Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton are brother and sister in the context of they follow the same teachings of someone. That's what that is. And that's what God's word says. He says that in Revelation chapter 2, when you're thinking about, you know, people say, well, I'm not somebody's son. Well, if you follow their teachings, you are. Mm. If you follow his teachings, you are that daughter. That's why you want to follow the Bible. That's why you want to follow the word of God. Mm-hmm. But Revelation chapter 2 talks about Jezebel and this type of different thing. He says, those who follow her teaching, her children. And that's where he's referring to. When Paul was talking about his, you know, I'm your spiritual father to you in Christ Jesus. When he's talking about that, and I think it's 1 Corinthians 4, 15 through 17. He's talking about that the teachings that I laid out. But the difference is he laid out God's teachings, what God would want in the context of that. And this Jezebel, who called herself a prophet in Revelation chapter 2, she laid out her own teachings. And so people follow those, even though she said she was of God. And it's not a gender. It could be a man or woman, but we're just talking about spiritually speaking. And so they both follow the teachings of Saul Alinsky. And Saul Alinsky wrote this particular book. It's called Rules for Radicals. Hopefully you can see that, and I'll put an image up. On the back of it, Chicago Sun-Times talks about Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. They're not talking about him as president yet because he hadn't been president.
Right.
Because when he was there, he was working for him. He was teaching these techniques. You think, well, what's the big deal about that? Right. I said the very same thing when I started walking into this and learning, except for the very front of it is dedicated to Lucifer, the first one that used these tactics.
Wow.
So that's kind of like, okay, let's just think this thing through a little bit. And so here we are now in Egypt, and it's good that these relationships are going, but as the reports are now, because the Muslim Brotherhood is not in power, because they have zero tolerance for their acts, then what happens? Christians are less persecuted.
Yeah.
This forcing Christians to pay this tax and all these different things taking place, it's just less. So when we're bringing the Muslim Brotherhood into our government in America, when we're bringing the Muslim Brotherhood into our homeland security as Christians, and that's what we're talking about, as Christians and Jews, what does that mean to us? What does that mean to us? It means exactly what we saw in Egypt if we don't begin to pray and ask God, dear God, change the hearts of our leaders. They realize, like Egypt did, that this is not a good form of rule over a people. Mm-hmm. And the people just put their foot down. They just said no. And now the current president, which is al-Sisi, he was the general. But he sat back and waited for democracy to take its place. And then the Muslim Brotherhood just totally took over in the mm-hmm. context of that. Mm-hmm. And we have to pay attention because, as I reported recently on our program, that, you know, we have advisors who are in the Muslim Brotherhood who are declaring a caliphate is inevitable. That is the goal. The goal is, and their belief is that they believe that they have the right news for the earth, and then everything needs to be up under, you know, the Quran.
Yeah.
And that they need to follow. I mean, you have some factions, you know, Sunni and Shiite and all that, mm-hmm. but in regards to Muhammad and that mm-hmm. type of thing. But the whole thing is like, either way, it's not good for, you know, Christians and Jews. And I think about this. I think about when I'm watching Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talk about the Protestant or the Presbyterian Church USA.
Yeah.
And this is what they just voted in. They just voted in to start selling their stocks in the West Bank. Selling, you know, I guess they're, I don't know what stocks, what that meant, but it's somehow financially investing mm-hmm. in the West Bank. And so he says, I just want to just, he put a message out specifically to the,
yeah.
And he said, I want to talk to you, Presbyterian Church of the USA. He said, I want you to come here first before you start investing money or whatever. I want you to come here and I want you to take a bus tour. First, I want you to take a bus tour of Israel mm-hmm. and to see it. And then take a bus tour of West Bank and then take a bus tour of Iraq and Iran and all that. And he says, oh yeah, one thing. Make sure it is an iron bus and don't tell anyone you're a Christian. I'm thinking, man, that's wow. So true. But but understand, that means this. He revealed the secret to this whole strategy is, it's JJ. That if we don't wake up, and we are asleep, but she can't awake. The church is asleep because she would not be allowing what's going on right now. But I say awake, sleeper, awake. Understand this, that the reason why he said you need a bulletproof bus and you cannot say that you follow Jesus Christ, because you will die. Mm-hmm. You will die. And if we're allowing these same mindsets, these same folks to come into our country to bring this kind of thing against Americans, we're going to have iron buses and not be able to publicly identify ourselves as a believer without the cost of death. I mean, that's just it. That's, mm-hmm. that's just totally it. And it's always mm-hmm. like, you know what? I think we need to call our congressmen and our senators and our president and say, stop it.
Yeah.
Just stop it. You know, stop it. Begin to bring back the records again that you purged from the FBI files. There's got to be somebody out there that says, you know, hey, you know, this, we got to refocus this thing again, because none of our citizens should have to wear bulletproof jackets, ride iron buses, and deny their faith just to be able to go somewhere in the world. Wow. What does it come to? That's what it's come to. And so when you think about this, when you see a biblical perspective of what took place with Egypt, you can see firsthand that now that a different president's in power who's not part of the Muslim Brotherhood, who openly says we will not, they outlawed the Muslim Brotherhood again in Egypt, who did that, all of a sudden it got better for the people, it got better for Christians. And we, of all the things that we said, according to this report, is in addition to this, while they're actually outlawing the Muslim Brotherhood, putting them in jail for murdering their fellow citizens, we're urging them to include them in the talks and include them in the government. Why are we doing that? You know, darkness, really. It's just darkness. But the big thing is, understand this, probably because we've actually tied ourselves to the Muslim Brotherhood. If they're in our homeland security, right, according to Congressman Michelle Bachmann, if they're in our government, if we're having these things in our White House, understand, if you change your mind, it doesn't matter at that point, because, you know, to speak truth at that point will cost you your life. Mm-hmm. And so we need to pray for our president, pray for our leaders. And when you say, dear God, in this persecution of the church across the land and touch the heart of our government. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.